A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a song entitled, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" The "it" in the song is the relationship between two people that's nothing more than physical. In the song, the singer declares, "What's love but a second-hand emotion?" As if the relationship is some casual fling that'll be discarded when it's no longer of any use to either party. Given the paschal mystery of Jesus and the witness of the Christian community down through the ages, though, love apparently has everything to do with relationship, especially a relationship in and with Jesus. Physicality in its varying degrees adds richness to any relationship, but Christian love ultimately is about building up the reign of God, selflessly and unconditionally. It's about following the Lord and tending and feeding others as he did. Follow me. Often among the first words spoken to those called to discipleship in the Gospels, they are among the last words spoken by Jesus to Peter in the Gospel of John. For 3 years, Peter and the other disciples had followed Jesus, watching all he did, listening to every word, learning from him, and even in some cases, doing all that Jesus had done. In this act of accompaniment, they had been tended and fed with love, healing, forgiveness, companionship, and compassion. So sure of his love for the Lord, Peter had even boldly declared shortly before Jesus' death that he would lay down his life for him. But when the time came to be with Jesus in his greatest hour, Peter and the other disciples who had been called to follow instead abandoned him. Indeed, what does love have to do with it? It's one thing to show our love when all is going well in our relationships. True love, though, is expressed in our willingness to stay with the other when the going gets tough, when hardship or disease, doubt or uncertainty, or persecution or condemnation arise. In John's Gospel, the appearance on the shore of Tiberias is not the first time that the disciples have encountered the risen one. Jesus had already appeared to them on the evening of the first day of the week where they remained locked up, and he had offered them the gift of resurrection, the gift of peace. Still, there was something yet unsettled, unchanged for them, even in that encounter. Peter's and some of the other disciples' act of returning to the fishing life speaks, at least to me, of a return to the way life was before Jesus had been a part of their lives, to a way of life that seemed simple, easy, and much less disappointing than what they had just endured in the unfulfilled and empty dream brought about by the death of Jesus. I have to admit that this Easter season hasn't exactly been the kind that I normally experience at this time of year. Instead of the excitement, birth, and joy of resurrection that normally accompanies this season, it has been filled with many questions, doubts, and uncertainties. Some of that has admittedly been of my own making, but some of it is also the result of outside influences. The temptation has been to run and hide, to leave what seems like the unfulfilled promise of Christ behind, and to return to the way things were before I had been claimed by the love of Christ. Perhaps like Peter discovered in the empty net of fish, I am discovering that such a life, though less demanding, is meaningless and barren. No matter the struggles, sacrifices, doubts, questions of life, the command to any disciple is to follow Jesus in faithful love. Peter had just witnessed in Jesus what love has to do with it, surrendering oneself into the hands of others, walking the way of the cross, and being crucified. What he was learning in this breakfast encounter with Jesus was that faithful love, though demanding, leads to resurrection and life. The exchange between Peter and Jesus in today's gospel demonstrates that Peter wasn't quite there yet, but he would be one day. In his threefold question of, "Do you love me?" Jesus was inviting Peter into the life of a true disciple. In the original Greek, Jesus asks Peter if he loves him with an agape kind of love. That is, the unconditional, passionate love that Jesus has for the world. Peter's response, however, is always with the filio kind of love. That is, the love shared between two friends. Finally, in his third question, Jesus asks Peter if he loves him as a friend. And he accepts Peter's response, knowing that Peter would indeed one day lay his life down for Jesus, thereby demonstrating his agape love for the Lord. The same invitation is also extended to each one of us. But if we're honest, we're probably inclined to hesitate in giving our commitment just as Peter did. For to proclaim our unconditional love for the Lord in our own day and age is to risk being mocked, castigated, and declared crazy. Thankfully, the Lord accepts us where we are and encourages us to become who we're intended to be, but never expects flawless love, only faithful love. Our world often asks, what's love got to do with anything? As believers and disciples of the Lord Jesus, when we are tempted to agree with such naysayers, we are compelled to return again and again to the love of Christ that has claimed us for himself in baptism and forgives us in boundless mercy, and declare in our actions and words that light is what love is all about, light for the world. The model to follow Jesus was given in the washing of feet when he said, "So that as I have done, you should also do." What he did was not only in the pouring of water and cleansing of tired, dirty feet, but also in the selfless surrender and constant tending and feeding of his flock with understanding, caring, acceptance, encouragement, forgiveness, and all-around loving. This is the disciple's life to which we are all called. So what's love got to do with it? Apparently, everything.